Good morning, 8:59 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st of June, 2014. I'm late. I was being a lazy butt this morning, and then got into conversation with someone online. Delayed me further. But it's overcast this morning. It's not brilliant sun beating down. Still pretty warm. Almost 70 when I left. It's probably over 70 now. $16.38. Wow. My metronome off. Huh? 125. I just must not have been pushing very hard with long strides. Firm kicks. Mostly I'm just wandering this morning. It's like, blah, blah, blah. Had a little snack, have a cup of coffee. Need to go back and have an honest breakfast. Full cup. It's Saturday. It's the weekend. Oh, okay, yesterday's fiasco with the computer. Let's start back there. When I got up, none of the computers would connect to the internet. It said they would. They certainly connected to my in-house network fine. But I couldn't get anywhere outside of Comcast, which should have been a red flag. So one of the things that I couldn't rule out was that there might be something funky going on with either my router or the modem. So I was digging around under my desk when my main Windows box, which is not my main work computer, to be frank. It went six beeps. And when I rebooted it, it came back with six beeps. It's like, oh. So, when I got home, the internet still wasn't up. But I had connected a machine directly to the cable network, to the cable modem, bypassed the whole in-house network altogether, and I could get to Comcast DNS servers. I could get to Comcast, but I couldn't get anywhere else, which sort of meant I couldn't do a trace route either. Tedious. So I couldn't tell where the failures were. And apparently it was on the Comcast border. Because around, I don't know, 9-ish, whenever I posted actually, it had come back. In the meantime, I'd taken the back off mine, took the lid off and got inside, and as they are wont to do, pulled all the cobwebs and dust bunnies out. And when I did that, I noticed that the video card rattled. A rattling video card in a desktop is... Oh, rattling video card in any machine is not a good sign. And sure enough, I pressed down on it and then it went ka-chunk back into its slot. And what I discovered was that the slot was not actually secured. The card was not actually screwed in. So when I pulled the machine away, the CPU away from the wall in the back to fiddle with the network cables, I tugged on the video card, the monitor cable, and obviously unseated it. Seated it, rebooted, came back on. So, a lot of angst, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of anxiety over, oh yeah, card's loose. I do have a spare card. And I had forgotten that I had put a card in it. When I bought the machine, I used it for, I think, Lord of the Rings Online. And the onboard graphics chips were fine for that game. When I switched over to Eve, it couldn't handle it. So I put a Radeon card in it now. I forget what it is. Something with shaders, something with the next generation of chipset. And it'll handle nicely 3 or 4 instances of EVE Online. I have to chop back some of the ancillary software running. I can't run 16 browser windows at the same time. That means I can fly my own mining fleet in EVE Online, all from the same computer. So, computer problem fixed, and yeah, I've been going through and making sure I actually have copies of stuff in places where I can find it. Little details like cover art, and audio files. The audio files are all on external drive now anyway, but I have lost some of the sources. Quarter share. In part, that's no big loss because the sources were really bad. Monk Post. Mowed the lawn yesterday. Around noon. It was warm, but the lawn needed it. And it's still wet too from morning dew. It's one of the problems with long grass is that it has a tendency to stay wet longer and then clogs up the discharge chutes. small plane up there buzzing. I can't see him. He's behind the treetops, I guess. I'm complaining about the speed. When a 17-minute morning was, yeah, okay, cool. 16:38 is now. Oh, geez, I'm not pushing very hard. Oh, here he is. Oh, one of the wing forward. It's a Rutan design, I think. The pusher in the back and the two canards at the front end. It's quite a distinctive design. I'm glad I put on a dirty shirt before I left. I'm sweating it up good time. Big time. Somebody who's not working out very hard, working up a good sweat. I have to work up another one today. I have to mow the front half of the yard. Across the street. I'm not talking, am I? Just walking along, enjoying the day, listening to the little tick-tock in my ear. Ah, walking through tar. Yeah. So anyway. I don't know what kind of moss they are. Little whitey yellow kind. Delicate wings. Fishermen down by the pond.